southeast of the country, not the case for you at the moment. There's a strong cold front pushing through towards Tasmania and Victoria right now that's going to be crashing the temperatures through the day, as well as causing some very windy conditions. In fact, we've got warnings, widespread warnings on through Tasmania and parts of Victoria for damaging winds gusting to 100 kilometres an hour. Now, that wintry blast is bringing snow, hail, storms, as well as some widespread falls. But for the rest of the country, things are looking fairly clear. That's certainly the case in Queensland, other than a little bit of shower activity right in the northeast of the state. We've got a fine one almost across the board. Some frost in the south to start, though. Brisbane, you're getting to 28 degrees with clear skies. In New South Wales, it's pretty dry. Some showers, maybe a storm just developing around the southern ranges later. 27 on the way for Sydney. It's a fine 20 in Canberra. We've got wet and windy weather starting in southwestern Victoria, spreading eastwards through the day. Afternoon storms in the east as well. Evening hail in the south and snow down to 1,000 metres. Melbourne, you've got a wet and windy 18 to come. But Tassie's copping the brunt of that front. Snow lowering down to 100 metres for the west, the south and central parts of the state. So road weather alerts on for that. We've got a chance of storms and small hail as well before things start easing tonight. For Hobart, it's also wet and windy, getting to 13 degrees. In South Australia, we've got wet weather through the southeast. That's mostly clearing, just sticking around in the south later. Morning falls for Adelaide, 16 will be the top. And over in WA, the south is pretty clear, maybe an evening storm around the northern goldfields. But for Perth, fine in 23. And up north, we've also got clear skies other than a couple of falls for the northwest of the top end. For Darwin, though, the humidity is up. It's getting to 33.